On the Saturday, obviously, huge game, huge crowd, playing Nottingham at home, and it was probably one of our better performances of the year. I think all three lines were buzzing. As a team, we played really well. There was no kind of let up when, you know, they snuck a couple of goals in there. And yeah, it was a good win. I think everyone was pretty happy with the performance. I think the fans enjoyed it. Obviously, then going up to Fife on the Sunday, it's kind of a tough trip coming off the back of that. But again, we were strong. They kind of run into a lot of penalty trouble, especially in the second period, and then lost a couple of guys later on in the game. And 3-4-1, I think it was, you know, it was comfortable in the end. And 4 points from those two games is kind of what we hoped for. And yeah, it was a good weekend.
Gets you back on course as well, doesn't it, after, you know, those the kind of blips that you've had recently. Obviously, I'm thinking kind of Coventry, but it gets you back to winning ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think as players, we never really got too down. Obviously, you'd like to win every game. That doesn't really happen in reality. And Coventry was, you know, a game we kind of wish we'd forget. But yeah, we've bounced back. I think the players just kept on going, kept believing in ourselves. And I guess Nottingham's a good game to play on the back of a result like that. And I think, you know, hopefully now we can push on through December. And I think everyone knows it's a pretty big month for us. We've got quite a few big games coming up and, you know, see where we are going into January.
Did you feel it was quite a composed performance against Nottingham, especially when you go, when they come back, they make it 2-2. And obviously the emphasis is on you again to kind of score the goal to go in front.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we were playing really well in that game, and 2-0, I don't think it flattered us. I think we could have been 3 or 4. We were getting good chances all through that first and second, and then all of a sudden it's a 2-2 game and heads could have dropped. But I don't think, you know, we changed our play at all. I think we just kept going. We kept creating the chances, and then Dowdy gets a great shot there on the power play and 3-2. And I think, you know, we didn't seem to panic. I think, you know, we always felt like we were going to win the game, and that's the way it turned out.
You may have also heard Jay Latulip has left the club today to return to his former club in Sweden. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, speaking to Jay, I think it was just, you know, an opportunity for him. I think he's been offered a multi-year deal. It's a club he's played for, you know, before. And I think he was just thinking at this stage of his career, he needed, you know, a bit more security maybe. You know, I don't think any other guys have got a bad word to say about Jay. You know, he worked hard all the time he was here. He's been a great teammate for everyone, and you know, as someone who's played with him before, you know, he'll be sad to see him go, but you've got to wish him well. It's a good opportunity, and I'm sure G's, you know, chasing a new guy to bring in now.
As a former teammate of Jay's during his time at Cardiff, did he express any kind of frustration about how things were going on the ice?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not sure if he felt that personally, but you know, every player wants to play, you know, on the power play and, you know, special teams. Whether, you know, he was, you know, everyone's going to be, you know, a little bit frustrated, but I didn't see it in his play. I thought he was playing well, and maybe I think it's just the opportunity came at the right time, and both sides felt, you know, it was a good direction for him to go.
And of course, you played with him on that third line. What did he make of his form so far this season?
I like playing with Jay. I like what he brings to the team. You know, he's a hard worker. He's disciplined both ends of the ice. He can create, you know. He's good in his own zone, and you know, he's great in the room. I think all the guys enjoyed having him here, and you know, it's always sad when guys go, but the reality is that's professional hockey, and you're going to have one or two changes during the year.
Has it affected the lineups and kind of training this week as well?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, the way injuries have gone this year, it's been, you know, that third line's been kind of chopping and changing. We're lucky we've had that first line, which is, you know, they had chemistry from day one. And, you know, as of so far, the third line, we've just, you know, with Morenci leaving and then Boys hasn't been able to play just of yet. And we're lucky we've got Luke Ferreira who can come in and he trains all week. So, I mean, we've just got on with it and we'll see how things go for the weekend.
How's Danny getting on? Obviously, fairly kind of new to the setup, has that one game, and then all of a sudden he's out. How's he beginning to settle into things?
Yeah, I mean, he can probably wish for a worse start for the guy, you know, flying in off a big flight and then going straight into the game in Brayhead and the situation that happened there. But, you know, he's fitted in well. It's a Sheffield room's an easy room to fit into. There's, you know, it's a great chemistry in there. There's a lot of boys who've, you know, built that up throughout the years, and he's finding his feet. He's been training this week, and you know, I think he's enjoying it.
And are you practicing with him alongside, you know, Rod Saric? Are we likely to see him drop onto that third line, or do we not know yet?
To be honest, we haven't spoken to G, and he hasn't said as of yet. I mean, Rod's obviously playing kind of a utility role so far. I'm sure he'll probably be playing forward with Jay leaving this week. Going into the game, I mean, it doesn't really affect us. We can play in any situation, and wherever G asks, you know, we're going to try and give our best.
How do you think the squad has coped with injuries this season? Obviously, there's been a fair few of them now, some long-term, some fairly short-term. What do you make to the way that the team's kind of coped with injuries?
I think it's been, you know, really good. You look probably from pretty much the first week, we've had a guy, maybe two guys out every week, and I think it's a sign of the team that we've got that depth there where, you know, we've just carried on rolling, and, you know, some of the guys have been big players for us, but you kind of just... You come to work and you've had three lines and we've ground out the results, and you're going to get the odd result, you know, where things don't go your way. But as a team, we've never got down. And I think, you know, for a team that's going for a championship, that kind of depth, that's where, you know, getting through those games where you're going to be short, that's where it's key.
Do you feel that that's where the difference is compared with, obviously you were just short last season with Belfast getting up such a head of steam. Do you feel like that's where... this season is different? Do you get a different feeling kind of progressing towards silverware this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Belfast had a great year last year, and I don't think any team was ever gonna win the league the way they did. I mean, they were healthy all year pretty much, and you know, as long as we can stay relatively healthy, I mean, we've got the team and the depth here, and you know, everyone's come here to Sheffield this year to win a championship, and last year, you know, we ended up peaking for the playoffs, and you know, that was something great to build off. This year, obviously, we want to try and win a lot more. We've hit injuries early on in the year. Hopefully, going through into January now, they kind of clear up and we can, you know, build again towards the end of the season.
Tell me a bit about your own game. How do you feel like you're playing at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure no hockey player is ever, you know, completely satisfied. Obviously, I'd like to contribute offensively a bit more, but, I mean, I think our line's played really well this year. We've had some good games in some of the bigger games, and it's been a bit chop and changing, but on the penalty kill, you know, I think I've been pretty good, and, you know, I just want to contribute. That's the thing about this team. Everyone's just contributing. You kind of, the days where you're after personal success, they're gone for me, to be honest, and you're just trying to, you know, get that big goal, which is the championships.
And so when you talk about personal goals being not an issue for you, you're not worried about goals, assists. It's all about the kind of team goals for you, is it?
I mean, obviously, I'd love to score, but the reality is we've got a hell of a team here. We've got guys who are scoring night in, night out, and, you know, you're not always going to have three lines who are always scoring. We'd like to contribute more, and I think, you know, we've been getting in the right areas, but, you know, it hasn't been so far. But, I mean, if we're winning, there's not too many guys that are worried about their personal achievements, I don't think.
I bet you'd like a goal against Cardiff this Friday, though.
Yeah, I mean, so far being in Sheffield, they're the only team I seem to score against, so we'll see how it goes. Whether there's, you know, added incentive or whatever, but yeah, I've been lucky so far.
Obviously, kind of facing your former club on Friday, what are your thoughts ahead of that tie?
Well, they're one of the informed teams at the moment. They've kind of snuck up the last month there, and, you know, they're definitely challenging for a title because that place is a tough place to play, and they don't really drop too many points in Cardiff. So for us, they're definitely a team that we want to take points off every time we play them. They're up there with the Nottinghams and the Belfasts, and, you know, they're not a team you can take lightly. Last time, you know, they were in the arena, they gave us a really good game there. So, you know, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be fast. They got speed as well, and hopefully we can come out at the right end.
You mentioned Cardiff seem to be a much better side this year. What do you put that down to?
Well, I mean, the ownership change is a huge deal. They've probably gone from the worst in the league to the best in the league, and now they've recruited well. I mean, some of the guys they've brought in probably not got one of the bigger budgets in the league, but, you know, they seem to have recruited a great team down there. They've been relatively healthy so far as well, you know, so they've got the depth there. They've got, obviously, bouncing goal gives them the extra input this year, so I think they just, you know, they seem to have three good lines.
Do you still find it strange facing Cardiff? I mean, you've gone through the process a couple of times now, obviously kind of joining at the kind of midpoint in last season. But do you still find it strange not only going down there and playing in the big blue tent, but also when they come to the arena as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a strange feeling. I mean, last year there was probably a little bit more anger towards, you know, never towards the fans or the guys I played with, but, you know, kind of the situation to what happened to me and G and some of the other guys and the way they were getting treated. So it was kind of a personal thing to, you know, just kind of an attack against the owners, I guess. This year, you know, I've got respect for them. You know, I don't really know any of the guys on the team. So from that instance, it's, you know, it's different. But I think you go into playing Cardiff now. Yeah, it was my old team, but, you know, they're new guys and they're challenging us, you know, as a top three, top four team now.
You've been involved with Great Britain for some years now as well. How do you feel the setup there can be improved going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of taken a few steps back, I guess, the last couple of years. You know, with the coaching changes, it's, you know, there hasn't been much stability there. I'm not sure. We haven't really heard much about who's going to be in charge going forward. But, you know, I mean, there's always been issues with the team in terms of the preparation and, you know, things like that. There's obviously a wide range of talent now in Britain. There's some good young players coming up. I mean, the under-20s look like they're doing really well in this tournament. And, you know, we've definitely got the team there. It's just whether, you know, as a country and as a federation, we can kind of back the team a little bit more.
So do you think it is about kind of federation support as well, and a more, I don't want to say professional approach to it, but you look at how other sports are with, you know, their national side. Does hockey need to maybe take a leaf out of books from other sports?
Yeah, I mean, obviously hockey's never going to be one of the, you know, top two, three sports in this country. But I mean, those kind of tournaments, you're going up against teams who get that kind of preparation. And, you know, there's always criticism that we should be going and playing in the higher divisions. But, you know, people have to remember there is four-line hockey and, you know, stuff like special teams, you know, such a huge deal in those tournaments. And when you're going in with a week's preparation, you're playing teams that have been there a month, whether you've got that, you know, a bit more ability, you kind of, you cancel each other out. And it's those, you know, the hours of practice, which is key in those tournaments.